Seattle hasn't been living up to its promises on climate change. Mayor Jenny Durkan proposes to change that. She's unveiled a dozen initiatives aimed at the city's persistent carbon problem. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The mayor wants Seattle's cars and buildings to contribute less to the overheating of the earth. Global warming is, of course, a global problem, but Durkan says local governments have a big role to play.
In the time of Trump, if local governments, particular cities, don't lead, we as a country won't meet our climate goals.
The policies range from adding electric vehicle charging stations to letting developers build taller buildings if they take steps to go carbon neutral. The city says one policy will keep more carbon out of the air than any other: congestion pricing, also known as tolls, aimed at discouraging people from driving downtown.
We know we have around 400,000 vehicles entering our center city on a daily basis. We need to reduce that amount.
City officials will take 9 months to study just how to do that.
I think it's deeply inequitable.
Maria Frost is with the conservative Washington Policy Center.
This is another move by Seattle officials to punish working families that depend on cars.
Frost says her group supports tolls if they're used to build more highways. Durkan's proposal would use drivers' tolls to expand transit service, especially in low-income neighborhoods, and provide more charging stations for electric vehicles. If Seattle does put congestion pricing in place for its crowded downtown streets, it could be a North American first. A similar plan for New York City was rejected last week. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.